The National Talking Newspaper and Magazine Service was integrated into RNIB earlier in the year, but what it offers has remained pretty much unchanged. They no longer produce on cassette tape, but audio versions of over 230 magazines and UK newspapers are available in many other formats. As well as the well-known national newspapers, they produce abridged audio versions of magazines like Reader's Digest, Hello, Garden Answers, Which, Private Eye, FHM, Yours, Cosmopolitan and BBC Music Magazine, to name but a few, and more specialist publications such as Classic Bus, Astronomy Now and Steam Railway. RNIB has said that it's keen to develop its reading choices for blind and partially sighted people and to promote the idea of a sort of newsagent service, equivalent to what you might find in the high street, but with titles available in an accessible format that suits what an individual reader wants. Clive Gardner, head of reading services at RNIB, talked to us about what National Talking Newspapers and Magazines now offers.
We make more than 230 separate titles every month, so it depends upon the frequency of the magazine, as some are weekly, most are monthly, but we also have quarterly as well, and they go across the whole range. And are divided into categories, so they range from music and entertainment titles to lifestyle, to local and regional, to current affairs. A really good mix that would reflect the choice that you can find on the high street, really.
And before we actually talk about the different ways that people can listen to those, are we in general talking about abridged versions, selections from those magazines, or the whole thing?
Yes, so the mechanic is that we have trained teams of audio producers and readers who will abridge a magazine to fit a 73-minute program. And the 73 minutes is because the main form of delivery at the moment is on audio CD, and that's the time limitation there. So the production team will make a view as to the content that goes into the abridged version and then make that abridged version available on different audio formats.
And is that selection done in a way that if someone takes a title, the same title maybe every month, that they'll know that it'll always have that kind of familiar selection, that familiar range of articles that they can listen to, that they'll get quite used to, in fact?
Yes, the audio programme mentions who the readers are, who the editors are, and so that there is consistency applied wherever we can. I mean, obviously sometimes a reader may be sick and somebody else will stand in for them, but we try and give that consistency of experience because that's really important, so people know what to expect.
Now, you've mentioned the audio CD. You said that's probably the most common way that people listen these days. What are the other ways that they can listen to these magazines?
Well, audio CD is the most popular way right now, but actually very close second these days is a USB memory stick. That format has become very popular across Talking Newspaper users, some Calibre users, and RNIB, of course, ourselves offer it as a library format. So it's something that's increasingly popular and now is available for Talking magazines and newspapers as well. In addition to those two formats, there are digest programs that are made available on Daisy CD. And then we also have download options and a subscription where people can go onto a website and draw down any of the magazines that they're interested in. So actually all the array of magazines are available online for those that want them.
And will the selection, coming back to which articles are included in a magazine or indeed a newspaper as well, mustn't forget those, will they always be the same irrespective of how you're listening to it?
Yes, the program is the same. So if it's a 73-minute program, whichever format that you're listening to, it will be the same.
Focusing just for a moment on the newspapers, how quick a turnaround can you get? Because some of these titles are daily papers, aren't they?
They are, but with the newspaper approach, it tends to be more of an editorial and commentary. So what we realise is that there are many ways that people get hold of today's news. But what gives a particular newspaper its flavour is often the commentary, the editorials, the special features. So then we capture those and put them in a digest. So for the people that want an immediate news solution, the Talking magazines and newspapers may be 2 or 3 days late. And then we have other services such as newspapers, e-newspapers, which gives things in a digital text that can give people exactly the same news as sighted people have at the same moment. So that's another part of the newsagent choice of services that we have.
Right, that's a kind of e-text, is it? So that is the whole unabridged newspaper, and can you turn that around very quickly?
Yes, we're actually really proud of that service, and we think it's a bit of an undiscovered secret, because the full text of every national newspaper, and many local ones as well, is sent to us every night just before midnight. It goes through a couple of automated processes, and then is available in two ways. It goes up onto a website, so people can download it themselves in a choice of four formats, or it can be emailed into somebody's inbox, and that will be there by breakfast time. So at the same time that everybody else is sitting there and reading the full text version of newspapers, blind and partially sighted people can do that as well through this service. So we refer to that as e-newspapers.
Clive, you've used the term newsagent quite a lot, really painting a picture of this audio newsagent service. Is that how you like to see this? And does this fit into a sort of portfolio of a kind of, if you like, newsagent service run by RNIB?
Yes, very much we've moved that way. As we've developed the concept of reading choices, which is to start a conversation with an individual that says, what do you like to read and listen to and how do you like to do it? The concept of a newsagent is very well understood by everybody. You know, it's not a library. I don't have to give it back, although we do ask people if they borrow on USB. If they send that back to us, then we'll certainly recycle it, which many people seem to like. But the concept of a newsagent being a one-stop place where a selection of titles are available on different formats, and that seems to be something that everyone can grasp. And so it's not just about offering abridged audio versions. We also have, as I mentioned, the full text e-newspaper versions. And there are also several magazines that we make available in Braille and big print. And again, these are not services that are very well known, but by calling everything newsagent and explaining to people the various choices that they have, then we're finding that that seems to be a very well-received way of allowing people to see the whole family of services that we can provide.
Now, clearly there are a lot of choices, so for more information you can phone the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999, or you can email newsagent@rnib.org.uk, and they can list the titles available and the various formats in which they can be read. And you can also inquire about the e-newspaper tech service that we heard about. A monthly audio magazine on audio CD costs £11 a year, or £16 a year if it's on two discs, and the weekly publications cost £21 a year. Daisy CD compilations of weekly publications cost £69 a year, and there's one Daisy CD compilation of monthly publications, and that costs £29 per year. And the RNIB website at www.rnib.org.uk under Services We Offer has the full listing of all titles available in their national talking newspapers and magazine service.